there a plan B?
You started us to see the plan B right now. We made tremendous cuts in our budget. We think we're about as low as we can go. And you saw that we began a process today to start selling assets. So, yeah, there's a plan B.
But the plan B, the budget you passed today, includes that $21 million that will all go away if the council votes no tonight.
Well, then plan B has to be expanded. There will be further cuts. And $21 million, based on you saw the cuts we've already made, it will be pretty drastic.
Does that include closing the doors to anything?
I think it could potentially affect closing. When you say closing the doors, that's a tough one, Norm, because it isn't going to be closing the doors. It's going to be selectively opening the doors.
Will you start contacting future conventioners if this vote goes down tonight?
I'm going to wait until I explore that option. I don't know that we would be doing that, but that's a possibility.
Do you think that a lot of people understand sort of the importance of what's going on here? Some people have been saying, they always threat to close down the doors. These are just threats. They know at the end of the day, this stuff is going to stay open. Do you think it's finally starting to sink in for a lot of folks, what's at stake here?
I don't know what more we can do, Abdul. We've laid out all the numbers. We've given everybody as much information as they can, and people keep coming back and saying, we can do more. So I hope people begin to understand it. I mean, the legislature gave us a solution. We said, fine. We had issues with what we had proposed. The mayor stood up very, very strongly for this city and said, this is what we need. The legislature gave us certain things, and we're going to execute on that. Now, they're all contingent on this vote tonight. So if the vote goes tonight, then we'll proceed down. If not, then we're going to have to reevaluate.
Could you explain just for our audience how you folks managed to close that deficit? And you went from that $47 million down, it looks like, but what I said, like $101,000 and some change in the hole.
No, what happened was that when we laid out the deficit, we said these are all the things that would occur. So you started at $47 million. That included $15 million for us taking over the operation of Conseco. Clearly today, as we pass this budget, we're still operating Conseco. It talked about additional marketing dollars, which we're very much in support of for the ICVA. We believe those costs are very important. So we're going to advocate for those. The last piece, caught me when I have this all back, but there are additional operational expenses, 13 some million dollars that we cut off. Capital, we've deferred all capital. You heard us talk about we have to make a decision about carpeting in the new convention center to match the old convention center. Those are the kind of decisions that we're making on a day-to-day basis. So we have $1.4 million in there. That $1.4 million under Plan B, as discussed earlier, may go away.
So does the city or CIB still take over Conseco under this scenario? Is that, from what I understood, just to make sure on the same page, that is not included in this budget that you folks are sending over to City Hall?
No, because we have an agreement right now. We don't have to operate Conseco. What we looked at the very beginning was, what's the worst-case scenario? As was pointed out by our board, that still may be a scenario, but it's not a scenario today as we pass that budget.
Great. Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you.